Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yes, if you want to play in the Super Bowl, you need to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for call number 17.
Why 17? Not?
We'll go with 17.
Sounds good.
So you can win some...
That's right. You know, there is a big game this weekend. I don't know if you heard about it. It's happening Sunday.
I heard.
But you know what's even more super?
What?
A football game. Winning a pair of super shoes. Gucci, Jimmy Choo's, Manolo Blahnik's, Yves Saint Laurent, or Christian Louboutin's.
Done.
Imagine. Every day this week, we're giving away the hottest designer shoes that are valued up to $1,000. So what we're going to do, there are two shoes, shoe A, shoe B.
Okay.
One is the really expensive designer shoe, and one is still a very nice shoe. I mean, like yesterday we gave away a pair of Ivanka Trumps. They were, what, $135?
$130, yeah.
That ain't cheap either.
No, they felt comfortable,
they were nice,
by the way.
And they were nice.
So we're not going to tell JC or Big Al who designed the shoes. All the labels are covered up. They have to describe them. We know that each shoe is from Nordstrom, which only carries... the finest lines of shoes.
And our caller will just pick whichever one they like.
Based on your description.
Okay, all right.
And they may pick the expensive one. They may pick the less expensive one. But either way, they're getting a great new pair of shoes.
That's simple. All right.
That's simple.
All right.
All right. I'm.
I'll take the one closest to me here, which is shoe A.
And I will get B.
And let me try and describe shoe
B. Well, you got to wait till we get the contestant on the phone.
Okay. You know, I can't.
Hey, we're new at this.
I can't wait.
So this is the point, like, these are the teams, and the underdog may win, based on our description.
Yeah.
But we don't know which one the underdog is.
See, now, I think by looking, I can tell which one's the more expensive one.
You think so?
I think I can.
Well, okay. We got to describe
it.
No,
I can't.
I can't tell.
I know there's got to be a little bitty foot that gets on. I, for the life of me, two things I can't understand in life. How an airplane gets in the air. That just boggles my mind.
Or what are the cruise liners that
30,
float?
30 tons or whatever, 300 tons. And how you walk in this. Like, it's at an angle I cannot fathom. How y'all do that? Y'all are amazing creatures.
Thank you, Al.
And that you want to do this, to look good for us.
It makes your calves look so much better when you wear a little
heel. A woman with some stilettos, her calves are like on point, like pop.
That's why, right? Because you guys are walking on your tippy toes.
Well, no, you're walking on the ball of your foot,
And
it creates a lot of problems. Yeah, I try not to wear heels all day.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting our contestant on the phone.
All right.
And then Big Al, Mac, and I will describe the shoes we are holding.
We will.
They are very similar as they were yesterday.
Yes. Jenna, do you think you can tell by just looking?
Which one?
This is where I run into difficulty is because when something's super designer... And I know one of you's holding a pattern that I recognize.
Uh-huh.
A lot, it gets knocked off a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So
copied.
I see. Yeah. So when I'm like, I've seen that shoe. It's really amazing how many designers get away with knocking off a super designer.
Just change a little something. Tweak it here.
Yeah. Let's meet our contestant who will be playing in the Super Bowl today. Lindsay Johnson. Welcome to the game.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Tell us a little bit about you.
I'm a mommy to a three-year-old, and I'm executive assistant, and I'm on my way to work.
All right.
What type of shoe are you wearing right now?
That's a good question, Al.
I got some four-inch heels on.
Do you now?
Perfect.
Thank you.
There's no reason you can't look sexy at the office.
Well, you know, you
I live by that.
Lindsay,
you look sexy at the office. How are you going to get it promoted, you know?
You have to, right. Exactly. Lindsay, what is your dream pair of shoes if you were to pick anyone out there?
I would love those Louis Vuittons.
Yeah, right.
You would? Well,
How much are the shoes that you have on right now? What do you think you spent on those bad boys?
Yeah, these were only probably about $40.
Oh, perfect.
All right.
So you'll definitely get an upgrade today.
Yes.
Well, listen as JC and I describe shoe A and shoe B, okay?
Okay. Go with shoe A, Al. Go ahead.
All right. Shoe A is it's a floral print, and if you're a fan of the heel, I would say this is at least a 4-inch heel, maybe a 5-inch heel.
No, I'd say 4.
It's okay.
Four.
It's a pointy closed toe.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go and be honest with you. This shoe would go well casual. It's kind of a not denim, but kind of some type of fabric. I don't know what it is.
That's a good description.
But it might go with
That's a good description.
It might go with a pair of jeans,
what
or
colors?
You could probably just dress it up with like a little red dress.
What color? Oh, red, maybe.
It's beautiful
orangey
for springtime. It's got all kinds of springy colors, like red and yellow and green. And like I said, the heel is on point, 4 or 5 inch heel. All right? It's a pump, I guess,
okay.
Right?
This well
a,
done.
Yes. You look really good with a cigarette. Look good with a cigarette pant. You know, like those little skinny.
Are you a smoker?
Pants. No, it's like,
no. That's what they call it. All right, so that's shoe A, Lindsay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. This is,
you know, a guy could drink some champagne out of this bad boy, too, like this. Yeah.
All right, this is shoe B that I'm holding right here. A very flirty-looking shoe. I'd say it's about 3-inch heel.
Mm-hmm. Very good. It is.
I would call this a flirty pump.
Mm-hmm.
Because
flirty.
It's flirty. It's got a bunch of cool colors. It's not floral like Al's is. It's more like... like a kid took a crayon and just started dabbing it all over the shoe.
Yeah. Or bingo, the bingo house.
Yeah. Like a bingo dauber. Uh-huh. I would say you would probably want to wear this with a nice flowy, flirty dress or some jeans. I definitely would see a girl wearing this on a Saturday night with some jeans, perhaps.
And black leather skirts.
Yeah.
Black leather shorts.
And I said it was closed toe. And there's like this cool grip at the toe so that you'll definitely not fall. I don't know if that's what it's for.
You might. You drink enough. You'll fall.
And feeling inside the shoe, I would say it's like any other girl's shoe. It doesn't feel very comfortable. But because you'll break that bad boy in.
Which shoe do you like better, JC? The shoe B that you're holding?
I would say I like the one that I'm holding right now.
More than Al's?
You say you're married or single, Lindsay?
I'm married.
You're married? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think my shoe is more of a married woman's shoe, to be honest with you. Because it's a
shoe number A.
I think so.
He got lucky.
A tiny bit more conservative than JC's shoe.
I like the cut of Al's shoe better.
Yep,
I would say
I like, and Jenna does too. It's got like where it dips down on the side. It's got a sexier cut than.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would say
square.
JC's looks more.
Mine's more like
matronly than Al's does.
Really?
I would say mine's more
opinion,
like a girls night out one where guys are going to stop and go, I like that.
I think it's the inches thing, too.
Yeah, it's the cut of the shoe. The print on yours, JC, is way more young, but I think Al's is just classic.
Hmm. Okay. Mine's really young looking.
All right.
I definitely see
the cut of Al's better.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay, it's up to you.
But you're not
then.
Asking Jenna and I which ones we would choose.
You know
though.
If I have to choose in between floral and bingo dots, I'm staying floral.
You staying floral? Lindsay, I don't think that's a bad selection.
You're going with shoe A?
Yeah.
I personally
think you made the right choice. I don't know which one's more expensive, but I'll tell you, I think it's a prettier shoe.
You don't like the bingo dots?
Mm-hmm.
No. What do you think, Jenna? Which ones you have chosen?
I mean, I know that I would go with the floral ones as well.
You would too? Okay.
I like the material.
Right.
Whether they're the more expensive ones or not, I like the feel and the cut of them better.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, it's time to reveal who
had
what.
What did she pick, Nick?
Well, let's go with what she didn't pick.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
So the value of the shoe that she did not pick was JC's.
Mm-hmm.
$345.
Wow.
What kind of shoe?
It was an LK Bennett.
Oh, I love
Florette printed leather pump.
Okay. All right.
So she went with
Shoe A. What,
Big Al's.
What designer is this bad boy?
She just won a pair of Manolo Blahnik BB fabric watercolor pumps.
Yay!
Yes. Splashes of bold shades dance across this spirited edition of the best-selling Manolo Blahnik BB pump.
Yeah.
These heels are covered in watercolor print satin.
Mm-hmm.
They have a pointed toe. A leather sole with a 4-inch covered heel.
Okay.
Your Manolo Blahniks were made in Italy and have a price tag of $695.
Oh, well done,
so
Lindsay.
Happy.
Wow.
Nice. Good job, Lindsay.
Yay.
You can go dancing with all the mommies in your $700 shoes.
I'm telling you, you made the right choice.
They're great.
Good job,
classic
Lindsay.
Shoe and a cool print.
Yeah.
Mommy's night out is ready. Right
white jeans.
The corner for you.
White
perfect
jeans.
Perfect opportunity to go get a new outfit to go with them.
There you
right,
go.
Right, girl.
Absolutely.
Go.
Yeah, I would have gone without shoes,
yeah,
too.
White.
You said you went with yours.
You did.
Well,
I'm trying to sell my shoe.
Yeah, that's good job.
But now that we're not lying, I would have gone without shoe. You know?
Good job.
I was trying to sell it. Lindsay, enjoy your shoe. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
And despite each of us just having one shoe in our hand, you will get two of them.
Oh, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah.
So I have 2 feet.
Oh, good.
Oh, you do have? Awesome.
All right.
Congratulations.
Way to go, Lindsay.
There you go. Lindsay Johnson, today's winner of the Super Bowl. Got
Super Bowl.
Manolo Blahniks.
She's the Super Bowl champion.
I think this is my size. Blahniks. Can I put it on?
Yeah, you can try
it
on.
You should model it.
Definitely.
Just don't scuff the sole.
How do you fit your toes in that thing?
You just have to shove them in, and can never, when you're at an event, take them out because your feet are like sausages, and you can't get them back in.
Right. Mm.
Jenna said she does want to cut off the pinky toe.
I'd love the
operation.
These are tight. I usually have to get the pumps like this stretched.
Yeah.
Stretched at the toe.
Definitely.
Whew. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, good old Grey's Anatomy. Doctor's notes don't often go viral. But there's a note from this guy in Australia that definitely has done that.
Really?
And this guy may be a hero to most men because of what he asked for in his doctor's note.
Okay.
So this guy's name's Sean, and he posted his doctor's note on Reddit.com.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he blew out his back, and he needed to get out of doing some roofing work. So that's
really,
what he does.
So he really did blow out his
he
back.
He absolutely blew his back out,
so
which
that
means...
that part is legit.
Yeah, and you can't be working on roofs if your back's out.
Yeah.
Because
no, you got to bend over. You got to nail this stuff down.
And it's dangerous.
See, that's
break
my,
it down, Al.
That's my roofing
right.
instructional right there.
So while he's at the doctor's office, he's getting his note for work and everything, and he, you know, a little light bulb goes off in his head, and he goes, wait, I could add on to my doctor's note for other activities.
Okay.
You know? And so... he decides to ask the doctor, hey, can you throw in a provision about sexy time? Laundry. Huh?
Oh.
Oh, a provision. Okay.
Yeah.
He wants to get
If
his back's out.
Exactly. So he needs
an issue.
There's every aspect of your life that you need to.
Does your wife require a doctor's note?
Well,
sometimes they do because wives won't believe us.
As a husband, is he trying to get out of sexy time?
No.
Or is he trying to tell a wife he needs some more sexy time to help him heal his back?
The note says, quote, Al, he will be unfit to continue his usual occupation or laundry services.
Okay.
Sean can only take part in laundry activity on his back with minimal effort.
On his back.
Okay.
And this note covers January 22nd. Through April 23rd.
So, okay, the first quarter of the year.
Sorry.
A little bit more. Yeah.
So he's not going to... So basically, he is free to hang out and just chill.
For 4 months.
For 4 months.
Wow.
And this note has gone viral.
Homeboy must be tired.
Well, yeah, a little bit less than 4 months. But through January
what
through
are we,
April.
Mathematicians up in here? What?
No.
You're not roofing.
But have you guys,
not mathematicians.
Have you guys ever had a doctor's note that was weird?
Because
I had one. I sprained my right wrist. When I was in high school, and I had to go back to my doctor's office because my teacher started docking me because she couldn't read what I was writing because I was writing with my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
So my doctor wrote, please do not dock points from his homework based on his horrible handwriting as he is writing with his left hand.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay, I see.
And so I was able to get away with getting better grades in class because my doctor wrote me a note.
You couldn't just tell your teacher that was the issue? She didn't believe
she knew,
you.
I was
you
sitting there with
a doctor.
I was sitting there with a soft cast. I mean, she saw that I was writing with my left hand.
Yeah.
So my doctor's note is what helped me out with that.
About a year ago, Shannon rolled up in here with some note from a doctor saying she had brain surgery. Trying to get out of pushing buttons over there.
Yeah. That worked
she got
out
like
for
a
her.
Paid vacation out of that one,
I know.
Right?
I mean, like, really? Brain surgery, really, Shannon?
Yeah, did you really get that, Shannon?
Can't come to work after a couple of days.
No, the scar is just, it's all a lie.
She went full on
it's
and
makeup.
Got a scar and everything.
Yeah, that's commitment. That's committing to the,
right.
You know what? Got to stay committed.
I know.
I'll tell you, I never know what I'm signing anymore, though, because going to the doctor in the last few months, my different doctor's appointments, they have you check so many new boxes about delivering results of tests and stuff to email. Are you okay with text messages? It's like, I don't know if I want a text message from my gynecologist if something's wrong and it just pops up on my phone.
Yeah,
you know
somebody
what I
can
mean?
Be checking your
it
message.
It always used to be like, they wouldn't even leave a voicemail. They would call you and have you come in, and now they'll just text you.
Everybody's busy. It's
right?
just a different time.
It
I'm
is.
Fine with a text.
Do they just
I'm
test
fine
you?
If they I'm fine if they do a Facebook status update.
Your test results
Kelly
are
oh, really?
Are you fine
positive.
Are you fine being tagged? Yeah, we'll just tag everyone that has this.
Here's a list of people that got this disease.
Yeah.
Kelly Raspberry.
Go to our Facebook page for your results.
Yeah. See if you made the list. It's like making a team in high school.
It's complicated.
Complicated.
It's complicated.
No, I've never had to have a doctor's excuse for anything, I don't think.
I don't think I have either. I've only, knock on wood, only hurt myself, like, seriously, one time when I had, like, 20 stitches in my foot. I stepped on a piece of glass, and my dad had me up probably 2 days later throwing newspapers in the back of the truck. Because I mean, you know.
Cut your hand.
Yeah, right.
Poor guy. Megan.
You dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Megan, you got a weird doctor's note from your chiropractor?
It wasn't me. It was actually the dad of one of my friends. He got his chiropractor to write a prescription for a hot tub to help his back, and so he was able to get a discount off of his new hot tub because of his doctor's prescription.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll happen with mattresses, too.
Mm-hmm.
You do need
How much of a discount? Do you know?
I want to say at least $1,000.
Wow.
Ain't bad.
I mean, it was a pretty sizable discount.
Yeah.
I mean, can't you just forge a doctor's note and go to the hot tub store and get your discount?
I guess if you steal one of them medical pads, you can.
Don't.
Isn't that what they do? And they go to jail for that, JC. If
oh, really?
Worth it to you. Yeah.
Impersonating
yes,
the doctor?
Yes, more for writing prescriptions, but that's what people do.
If you do it,
that
do it on
fraud.
Do it on Halloween. That way you can say it's part
of
the costume.
That way I'm dressed up like an actual doctor. Did you guys actually use the hot tub a lot, Megan?
I've used it a couple times.
Yeah, see?
But once I moved away to college, I didn't use it as much. But no, I did when I was home. It was really nice. So,
Kelly loves hot tubs.
I to get a nicer hot tub.
Yeah. What do you hate hot tubs so
They're
much?
They're just nasty. They're like little cesspools.
What if you get a brand
Heated
new one?
Heated cesspools.
What if you get a brand new one?
I don't care.
Nobody's been in it.
I like the idea of a... I would go to a house when I was house hunting. If they had a hot tub, I would leave. I'm like, nasty people live here. I don't I just can't. I have a mental thing when it comes to hot tubs.
Do you ever think about why, like, hospitals and doctor's offices are so cold?
Mm-mm. Why?
To bacteria. Bacteria thrive
Makes sense to me,
in
Shannon.
Warm environments.
But how come
Jacuzzis
you got
and hot tubs
what about
are
that chlorine?
Warm, and they bacteria thrive in that
like
stuff.
Like sitting in germy
soup. It is asking to get pregnant. Or goodness knows what else.
First of all, it's been proven that
some
you cannot get pregnant
STD.
In a hot tub.
You can get something else in there, I bet.
No.
Isn't the chlorine killing everything?
Somebody has chlorine.
Call me if you contracted something in a hot
tub. Except for all of our hot tub sponsors, they have bacteria-free hot tubs.
When do we get a hot tub sponsor?
I don't know.
To boil food and that gets rid of bacteria as well?
It must be a lot
like
of bacteria.
Water.
It's not that
That's
hot,
That's how
though.
People then in third world countries get clean drinking water. They boil it.
Chickens ain't fornicating in the pot.
Save
if it was
that
hot, your skin would boil off.
It's 104 degrees usually in a hot tub.
If bacteria thrive in warm weather, it must be a whole bunch of bacteria in my mama's house.
In warm.
It's hot.
But a hot tub is hot. That's why it's called hot.
Old people just like it hot.
Just take a bath.
A hot tub.
Water that
it's
bad.
Not a boiling tub.
See, and that's more gross to me, because then you're just sitting in your own germs with no chlorine.
If I had a hot tub, I would put my vegetables in there with me.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That way I get to cook them and I get to relax.
Then you get your own YouTube channel and you can interview the president.
Yeah
I actually just use the hot tub to make tea.
That may be stupid.
Vegetables and hot tubbing is what I would call my night out. Felicia.
An episode of Seinfeld.
Was it really?
Kramer decided he could be very productive in the shower.
I tell you, there are no original ideas nowadays.
No.
Seinfeld's stealing my ideas.
I had a pig.
Seinfeld stole it.
I had a frozen pig in my hot tub, in my bathtub one time.
Felicia, would your doctor write a note for you?
I had to eat sour candy all day in class because I had a salivary gland infection.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sour candy made her glands produce spit.
That is awesome.
You made me, my mouth get wet just then. Didn't your mouth get a little juicy just then thinking about it?
What'd you go with? Did you go with Sour Patch Kids?
No, I had the sour apple. Warheads and sour apple suckers.
Oh, you went big time. I can't do the warheads.
Yum.
That's too crazy for me. Did it fix it?
It did eventually. It was kind of gross because it had to like pull the infection out like through my mouth. I milked that as long as I could.
Got a doctor's note.
To eat candy. Victoria.
Yes.
What'd your doctor's note read?
Mine read that I could not do anything at work that would strain any muscles in my groin.
Ooh. Where do you work?
What do you do?
I work at a restaurant, and I had to get a biopsy done on my lymph node, and so I couldn't put any stress on my groin, basically. So I couldn't lift any plates. I couldn't really bend over and clean tables or lift up anything.
Wow.
I didn't know girls could hurt their groin muscles.
Oh, I've pulled my groin muscles.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought your guys' was just invincible.
I was very eager in a kickboxing class, and I paid the price.
Yeah, you did. Well, I hope your groin feels better, Victoria. And
your attention, please.
Kelly, you're gonna appreciate this call.
Somebody call who contracted something.
I believe they're lying, but
I bet they're. I don't call our listeners liars ever.
Amber,
like you.
What happened to you in a hot tub?
Well, I was at a gym hot tub and got a nasty staph infection.
Don't you have to have an open wound?
Somebody before her did.
No.
How'd you get the staph?
Shannon didn't have an open wound when you got an infection, did you, Shannon?
Well, it could be from shaving.
From the rope burn that I got trying to cross the canal after it all failed.
You have to have a place for it to enter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you probably.
Well, there are orifices in that water.
A nasty staph infection. So I'm right there with Kelly. I'll never use a hot tub.
Thank you.
Well, Too bad. We were going to give you a hot tub.
I love you guys so much.
I love you.
Thank you very much. Who do you love the most?
Yeah, who do you love the most, Amber?
Who do you love the most? Kelly.
Oh, that's hard.
Don't put her on the spot.
I really
like that.
Love Kelly. Yeah. But I love you all, but Kelly, I can relate to you a lot.
Mm. Yeah, you both hate hot tubs.
Yes, there you go.
We both hate hot tubs. We're both single moms. So. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
There you go. Yeah.
Do you have a not Derek?
A what?
Never mind.
I can't understand you. Do you have a Derek?
A guy that you kind of date, but you don't really date, you know.
A younger dude?
Actually, I'm engaged.
Right? Oh, congratulations.
Good for you.
So you're not like
Thank
Kelly.
You.
When are you getting married?
In June.
Aww,
you want to do it at my bar? I want to have a wedding at my bar.
Say no. Say no.
Just you can say no if you don't want
to. Just say no and go about your day.
It's a second marriage for both of us, so no.
I'll throw in some free chicken wings. I can have karaoke there. One of my bartenders is an ordained minister, so I got that. You'd save probably $5,000.
And during wrestling would be great.
You don't have to do it during wrestling.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know who has the toughest with dating?
Who?
Single mommies. Would you agree, Kelly?
It's tough. I mean, it's hard because you try to balance having a social life with being a good mom, and therefore you're working on top of it, and it's a tough.
I get
tough
that.
Balance to strike.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times the moms end up having full custody of the kids, so they have them around all the time, and then the kids get extremely attached to mom.
Yeah.
And they don't want new people coming around.
In fact, some children have been known to throw themselves in front of the door frame to keep a man from entering the house.
Oh, really?
That sounds really descriptive.
That's very, very descriptive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that something your daughter and Michele
Yes,
done?
Actually, Jenna, that actually did happen to me with Michele. I don't introduce. I have dated men. Everybody assumes I talk about everything on the radio. I talk about a lot, but not everything. And I have been on some dates over the years. Not many of them have met Emma Kelly.
Right.
I mean, she met one when she was, she wouldn't remember. She was like two. Just somebody that's kind of like picking me up and the nanny was there. Not a big deal. But because we've been divorced and she was just, a little baby. Right. But anyway.
So out of the 30 men you dated last year, how many met Emma Kelly?
She met Derek.
So it's not Derek.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, she met one other one that I've never talked about on the radio.
Okay.
One other one because I thought we were pretty serious at that point. But I don't ever, it's not, I meet people away from the house or I have her somewhere if they're picking me up the house. It's just too much. I don't want her to see men as revolving door.
No,
like there is a revolving door. There's not. But why get her upset if there's no need to be upset? But I had dated Derek for a long time.
Right.
And he had a kid too, right?
Yeah, and he has a daughter. So we met socially, just as friends. Because I have a lot of guy friends. And so she's used to seeing that. But she didn't realize that Derek, when he decided to pick me up to take me to dinner, that's when things flipped for her because we weren't taking her.
It's a date and thing.
I remember when you were home after curfew.
Curfew. Yeah, she was asleep. And she expected me to be home before she went to sleep. And he brought me home after she was already in bed. And that was it. She was over him. He has been number one on her enemy list ever since. So when he came to pick me up the next time, she saw his car pulling up. She ran out of the house into the driveway and tried not to let him out of his truck. And then when he got out, she ran to the door and stood in the door and wasn't going to let him in the door.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
And at the point, it's kind of like, huh, this is cute, but it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because he's a nice guy and he didn't do anything to deserve that. It's a real touchy situation.
And I know a lot of kids with divorced parents, they go through a phase of wanting the divorced parents to get back together.
Sure.
She absolutely went through that. And I do not blame her for that. I mean, what kid doesn't want their parents together?
Because it's so simple to them. Like, I'm with, that's dad and your mom, so why can't you just be together?
Yeah, and it's hard. And she asks questions about why we're divorced and why can't we be married again. And I don't give her all the dirt, but I just tell her in simple terms that we're just better off this way. But anyway, so Derek's done in McKelly's book. Done. And every time I bring up the subject of dating, mommy, I said, but honey, do you want me to be alone? I mean, you're going to graduate high school and you're going to go to college and stuff. She goes, you won't be alone. You have George, the dog. I want to say, well, George will be dead by then,
Like three
or
4 years.
I don't
want
to break that to her, right? He's already 9.
Oh, wow.
Well, she's in second grade. Let's just do the math.
Ow.
Okay?
About 4 or 5 years,
So, but you have me, mommy. You have me. I was like, well, sometimes mommy needs an adult to go out with and
buddy.
Do adult things. I'll go out with you, mommy, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, you know what, Kelly.
So out of the blue, she just blurts out.
Uh-huh. What?
That it's okay for me to date someone.
What were you guys doing?
We were coming home from church.
Just after church?
Coming home from church.
The sermon
my
about
friend
dating
Carolyn
or something?
Was in, it was just out of the blue.
She had an epiphany or something?
We weren't talking about men. We were talking about that. My friend Carolyn's in the front seat and McKelly's in the back wanting to, you know, participate in the conversation. She goes, Mommy, I've decided that you can have a boyfriend, but.
What's the
And then she gives me all the requirements for my boyfriend.
Oh, there's more than one. Okay.
She has some requirements. Now, I went back and asked her about it, and here's, I don't know if we, I'm assuming we have the audio ready to go.
Sure do.
Here is Emma Kelly's rules for the man that I can date.
All right, let's go.
So, Emma Kelly.
Yeah?
You said it's okay for me to start dating.
Yes, but he has to have some personal good qualities.
Okay. Like what?
He has to be tall, able to carry me, and very active. Because we are not active. We have to start being active.
Oh, okay.
So all we did today was go walk to the park and back.
That's a start.
Pretty good.
What else about him? I need some more qualities so I can narrow my list down.
Well, he has to have a part-time job so he can spend time with us.
Oh, okay. What else?
Well, he has to wear a lot of blue shirts that are V-necks.
Why?
Sweet.
Because in my mind, he looks good in V-necks.
Okay. What else does he look like in your mind?
Oh, rude.
Well, he's fast.
He's fast.
He's fast.
Does he, you know, is he dark hair, blue eyes? What does he look like?
He's a brunette. And blue eyes.
Okay.
No, actually green eyes.
Dang it.
Oh,
green,
okay.
Green
eyes. Wow,
it's very specific.
Anything else we should know before I go on my manhunt?
Not really.
All right. Wish me luck.
Okay. Luck.
All right, so you need a tall, green
eyed
brunette.
She just said, you know, I got her to repeat because, you know, we're in the car coming home from church. She just out of the blue, she says, Mommy, I want him to be tall so he can carry me. Because she's too big for me to carry now. Yeah. He has to be able to carry me.
Well,
how tall is that? She's 6 feet tall.
At least 6 feet, okay.
You're still in it, Al.
I'm in it to win it.
So. And he needs to have a part-time job because I want him to be able to be off and do stuff with us. Right. And I said, what could he do for a living? She said, be a builder. She wants him to be a builder.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
construction.
Yes, because you know how I feel about men that build stuff.
Yes. Wow.
That is hot.
Especially if he's wearing a hat.
She wants manly.
She wants manly guy that can build stuff, part-time
outdoorsy
job. At first she said she didn't care what he did, and then she says, no, I want him to be a builder. I said, that's cool. And then out of the blue she said, I want him to be a brunette and wear V-neck blue V-neck shirts.
Just blue V-neck shirts?
I don't know why. She's obviously seeing somebody that she thought was cute.
She wants you to date a cartoon character.
That electrician that came to your house that we talked about not too long ago, did he wear a blue V-neck?
No, he was wearing a company uniform.
Okay.
I didn't even know a little 8-year-old girl.
Her dad wears a lot of blue V-necks. I'll just say that.
Oh, that might have something to do with it.
Does he have dark?
But he is not 6 feet tall.
No.
No, he's not.
Not her dad.
Maybe Emma Kelly thinks her dad is 6 feet tall.
Well, no, she knows he's short.
Oh, she does?
We tell him all the time. But it's our little inside joke. No, but he doesn't have green eyes. I don't know. Oh. She's just, that's what she said I could do. Yay!
So you can
she's on board for me. She's at least open to the possibility.
Well, we got to find you that man.
We got to find you a 6-foot green-eyed builder.
If you're, I know, right? Only part-time hours.
Only part-time.
Part-time builder.
If you're a part-time builder with green eyes, 6 feet, brunette. And
she might be willing to go with blue eyes.
We'll take blue eyes, maybe.
If you meet any of those one requirements.
Post a picture at the Kid Nation Facebook page.
You need a blue V-neck, brother.
No, we got that covered.
We can buy you blue V-neck.
We would also like for you to be single, but if you're not, we'll work with it.
JC!
She did not say he had to be single.
She did not say that, Kelly.
Well, I think that goes without saying, don't you think?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter to her.
Congratulations, though. You can date now.
All right.
Thank you.
That's a big deal.
I'm very optimistic.
We got to have we got to go to the next step here. We got to find you this guy.
Yeah.
Get you married off. He's got to be fast. He's got to be able to
run. She meant like physical. She wants to like go do stuff.
He's got to be strong enough to hold Emma Kelly. So.
We can hold auditions at the mat.
What if he's a bodybuilder? Because then that gets both covered. He's active and a builder.
Very.
Bodybuilder spent a little bit too much time in the gym for my
taste. Yeah, and you could spray tan together.
Technically building.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for the story guy.
We're doing our new favorite bit called And That's Why, you give us the end of the story, and then you give us what happened.
Yeah. And the ending of my story was, and that's why there was a 50-year-old Chinese man that I don't know standing in my bedroom at 12:30 a.m. Saturday night.
That is so weird.
So I'm at the bar, and my girlfriend's taking me home because she needs to go home and study for a test. All right. So she drops me off.
What's she studying for? Doctor stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Some type of doctor.
Doctor girlfriend!
Some type of doctor test she's got to take.
Cutting and slapping and stuff. All
right.
So she drops me off, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not driving anywhere, but I'm hungry. She's already gone, so I'm like, let me order some food. Not a lot of choices at 12:30 in the morning, or I guess at this point it's midnight. And so I go and I order me some Chinese food, right?
Okay.
And I said, well, tell me it's going to take 45 minutes. I go and walk my dog. I take a shower. I sit on the bed. I nod off. I left the door open. So phone had rang, and they, you know, you got somebody down here. Can we send them up? I didn't answer the phone. My phone, I just had a missed call.
Yeah.
I opened up my, homeboy said, hello?
That's how he said it?
Yes. Okay. That's exactly how he said it.
Okay, that's how he said it.
That's how he said it. And he is...
Elmer Fudd was Chinese?
Yeah.
He's in my bedroom. He's in my bedroom. I'm sleeping with my...
In or at the door?
No.
Over you?
In my bedroom, standing next to my bed.
Well, maybe he was afraid for your safety. He thought he could have been walking in on a crime scene or something.
Standing next to my bed.
Yeah, I mean, if your front door in your apartment was wide open, then he probably thought something was wrong.
Yeah.
He's knocking on the wall.
He could have saved your life.
On the sheetrock in my bedroom.
And what'd you say?
What was he wearing?
I want to know this place because this sounds great. Full service delivery.
Yeah.
That's why there was a 50-year-old Chinese man standing next to my bed Saturday night. He was delivering food, so he backs out. Now I walk. Seriously.
That's scary.
That is scary, though, isn't it?
Well, don't fall asleep when you order food.
Well, don't come in my house.
Well, don't order the dang food.
My house.
The door unlocked.
Okay. Who does that to check to see if the door is unlocked so they can come in and breathe? He didn't know me. I could have reached under my mattress because that's where I keep my stuff.
Oh, whatever.
I could have reached up under there.
You keep the empty Kentucky Fried Chicken containers under your bed.
Yeah. What kind of weapon do you have in there?
I got a gun. I just don't have any bullets.
So now everybody knows.
I'm going to get some.
Oh, you're going to get some today?
I'm going to get some today.
Why don't you just try locking your door?
Did you give him extra tip or what?
I gave him like $3.
Yeah, you gave him extra tip.
I gave him $3.
Yeah.
$3? That's all you
four,
gave?
I don't know.
Yeah. He stood in your bedroom and woke you up and gave you your food.
That's
so nice.
Tip
delivery
enough.
Delivery all the way up there.
That's
in
tip
the bedroom,
enough.
$5 minimum.
I don't know. It's probably five. Anyway, let's
go. Did you get a Happy Meal?
No, I got sweet and sour pork. Oh,
okay.
Sweet and sour pork and a couple of egg rolls.
What'd you order for dessert?
Like it spicy?
That's it. Yeah, spicy. Well, I want half and half.
Right? No,
some
no spicy.
Spices.
No spicy.
Yeah, no spicy.
Fortune
no spicy.
Cookies?
Yeah, no fortune cookie.
What'd your fortune
what?
Say?
No fortune cookie.
Are you
no
kidding way. Me?
No. No tip. No tip.
No fortune cookie. No fortune cookie and very little soy sauce.
Well, your fortune had already come true. You had a nice, good-looking Asian man in your bedroom. What else could you ask for, Al?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Let's go to the phone.
My night was complete.
And how not okay that would have been if it was a girl. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if
I know.
It was me and I
yeah,
was
right?
up. Like, just because then it's so much yeah. more inappropriate
yeah.
than it already
Yeah, he didn't
is.
Know. He didn't know what he's walking in on. What if I had been in there doing it?
Oh, no.
I could have been.
I wasn't thinking about that. Oh, yeah.
I could have been.
Nobody thought of that.
You could have been doing a lot of things.
I wish.
Hmm. Hey, Jessica, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Welcome to And That's Why, where you give us the end of your story, and then we probe and ask you what?
Let's hear it.
Go ahead.
And that's why.
And that's why I ding when I go through airport security.
And that's Ooh. Why I ding.
Okay.
Okay.
When I go through Ooh. Airport security.
All right.
So, all right.
Give us the meat.
All right. So it's tradition on my dad's side of the family to go hunt for Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm the only girl, and I'd never gone. And so I begged, and they let me go finally with them to hunt. And so we all went out at about dusk one year. And while I was out there with everyone, I stepped in a sort of a nest, and my cousin, who also had never been, just instead of asking, did anyone hear that sound or what's going on, he just turned around and shot me.
Holy smokes!
He just turned around and shot you? Where did he shoot you?
Yes. He shot me in my knee.
Oh, he took out the caps, yo.
That's what I should have done to the Chinese food delivery guy.
So you you had to get a new knee?
Yes, I have a metal plate in my knee.
Holy crap.
I mean, I know this is probably pretty obvious, but how bad did that hurt?
It's pretty bad. I mean, the thing is, once the adrenaline wears off, it's just like this burning sensation. And so it was just kind of like, yep, holding that one over your head for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You shoot you with
so
a shotgun?
More shock at first.
It's a shotgun, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Winchester.
Oh. So you got all that kind of
shrapnel
and
stuff. Did he feel bad?
Oh, yeah. He always feels bad. Like, he can't win any argument now for the rest of our lives.
Right.
Like, I want the last piece of pie. It's like, you shot me.
Like, all right. Nothing I say is going to top that.
No. Uh-huh. No.
And that's why.
And that's why.
Finish
every
it.
Time
that's why I ding.
That's why you ding when you go to
ding. That's why I ding.
All right, baby.
Al, what did it feel like when you got shot?
Dude, if it was. She's right. There's a burning sensation.
Oh, yeah.
I felt just like that on my back. I was shot with
a... You were grazed.
Yeah. I was shot with a pistol.
Al was such a liar about getting shot.
I was shot with a pistol.
You were shot with a pistol?
Mm-hmm. I shot a gun.
Mm-hmm. You got shot with a Nerf gun is what you got shot with.
Yeah, it grazed the ground first.
Y'all come, look,
water gun,
walk
maybe.
A mile in my shoes in the hood, all right?
I don't want to walk a mile in your shoes. My hip hurt. Amanda, welcome to And That's Why.
Good morning. And that's why I had whiplash and a broken toe on my wedding day.
Whoa. Oh, no. What happened?
Talk to us.
I was 22 when I got married, and I live in a college town. So the weekend before my wedding, my friends had a party, and I decided to go. They had a slip and slide, and we were all drinking a little bit, and I decided to go down the slip and slide, not once, but twice. Mm. And both times I went down, I cracked my head against the ground so hard that I gave myself whiplash, and I broke my toe.
Oh, girl. Wait a minute. If you did this once and you hurt yourself, why would you do
she
it?
She was drinking, Al.
You're drinking.
This
you missed that part.
We did. We used to get beer banners and put them on the lawn and cover them with the hose, just plastic banners, and do slip and slide.
I could never do slip and slide. I could never force myself to throw my body on the ground like that.
Oh,
I couldn't.
So you got to slide.
Covered
I couldn't.
Bruises.
You have to still throw your body down.
I know. Did you recover by your wedding day, Amanda?
No, the day before my wedding, I woke up and I had been so focused on my toe hurting, and I thought it was just nerves and stress making my neck hurt. So the morning before my wedding, I woke up and couldn't turn my head in either direction. I spent the entire day in the chiropractor's office hoping that he could help me.
Mm. So who did you look at during the ceremony? So it was an awkward turn. Did you just stare at your husband or what?
No, luckily I was looking straight at him. I didn't have to turn to look at him.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
And then while dancing, all you can do is the robot.
Yeah, I was pretty good at that one.
You're my boy, Blue. All right. And that's why.
And that's why I had whiplash and a broken toe on my wedding day.
All right.
Nice job.
You'll never forget it, Amanda.
Well done. Well done, Amanda.
All right, let's go here.
Thank you, baby.
Let's go with Kathy. And that's why?
I had 2 sprained wrists, a concussion, a broken neck, and I told Donny Osmond to leave.
I don't even need to hear the story.
This is one of those stories you walk in on, and you hear her finish, and you're like, hold on, start all over. And what happened?
What
all
happened? Right,
take it from the top, Kathy.
Okay, well, I'm Kathy the engineer, guys, so you know who
hey,
I
Kathy.
Am.
Hey, Kathy.
Oh, hey, Kathy.
What's up?
Donny Osmond's number one fan. You have to know this.
Something like that. Anyway, he had a fan get-together in Las Vegas, and he told me, you need to sign up for my workout boot camp. And I'm thinking, workout, Vegas, they don't go together, but okay,
because
whatever.
Donny asked.
Yeah, because he asked me to go. So I went, and we're working out at this high school gymnasium, and we have those workout bands, you know, and I'm doing my exercises, and I do the bends to the right, and everything's fine, and I bent to the left, and I don't know what happened, and I open my eyes, and he's looking at me about, you know, 3 or 4 inches over my face, and I'm thinking, holy crap, what happened? And then finally, it realized I had passed out, and when I passed out, when I landed on my wrist, hit my head on the gym floor, got the concussion, and later found out I actually had broken my neck.
Oh my God.
He's looking over me. He's trying to help me, and a nurse comes over, and she's, like, taking my blood pressure, and it was going up. And she goes, Donnie, you need to leave. And he's looking at me, and he's like, do I stay? Do I go? I don't know what to do. And finally, I just looked at him. I said, Donnie, you have to leave.
He was getting her excited. Yeah. Her blood pressure going up.
It was
it was hilarious. But you know, I'm fine now. I still have a broken neck, but I'm fine now.
Oh, that's not a broken neck. But
oh my gosh. So this just happened.
Yeah, it was just crazy. But and you guys haven't talked to him in a long time. You should have him on the show.
No.
I just
Donnie.
I just found out that Donatello from the Ninja Turtles, Donny Osmond said he was named after him.
He was, and that's why his color is purple.
Yeah, cuz that's Donnie's favorite color.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's a true story.
I did not know that.
I was watching Ninja Turtle trivia YouTube videos.
You and Kathy should get together and talk about Donnie. She has more trivia about him than you do.
Compelling life you lead,
well,
JC.
He just had his 60th album release, and so I'm going to go see him 60? In a couple weeks.
Did you say 60?
60. Oh, yeah. And Al, you'll love it. He sings My Sharia Moore and Baby Love. He does all this old Motown, you'll love it.
I love that.
You guys need to listen to it. Yeah, I know.
I can't believe he's had 60 albums.
I know. Do you have his phone? Do you have his personal phone number, Kathy?
No.
We're not there yet.
Donnie has his limits.
I mean, if he breaks your neck, I think you would be able to get the real phone
number. He'll reply to me if I tweet him. So,
are you going to sue him?
No, I had to sign all these waivers and everything before we went to the gym.
Oh, those mean nothing, Kathy.
Even without a waiver, she would never do that. She really loves Donnie.
No, I would never do that. Oh, no.
Finish it up, Kathy. And that's why.
Yeah. And that's why I had 2 sprained wrists, a concussion, a broken neck, and I told Donnie Osmond to leave.
Thanks, Kathy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.